Now, these two incidents is what brought the break with the religious rulers. Notice verse 6. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against them, how they might destroy him. Now, this is his break with the religious rulers. And because of these two incidents that pertain to the Sabbath day, these bloodhounds of hate, they got on his trail and they never let up until they folded their arms beneath his cross. This is the beginning of the plan and plot to put him to death. Now notice verse 7. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him and from Judea. Now you'll notice they're coming from these two areas now, and they're following him. And our Lord withdrew tactfully at this time, for as he had said, his hour had not yet come. But later, when it did, why, he moved into the face of all opposition in Jerusalem. Now will you notice what happens here? And from Jerusalem and from Idumea and from beyond Jordan, and they about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, they came unto him. Now notice here the crowds followed him, and they were from everywhere. And if you just make a note of these places and look them up, you'll find out that they're coming from that entire area now to hear the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find that he was in danger, not at this time from the religious rulers. They're afraid of the crowd, but he was in danger of being overwhelmed by the mob. You know today that celebrity has to be protected from the mob. And so let me read here verse 9. And he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. Again, the crowds were not only hindering him, but actually endangering him. They were pressing in from every side. Verse 10, for he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And then we're told this remarkable thing, many, and you can't reduce many to round figures, that's true, but many means many. The desperation of the people is significant. You know, the human family, friends, is a needy family. We all belong to this family. Now we're told something here in verse 11, and unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. Now you see the unclean spirits acknowledged him, and we're going to have to hold that subject for a little later. I want to put an emphasis upon this matter of demon possession at the right time, and the very fact that we're seeing today the manifestation of that in what is known today as Satan worship, and there's a great deal of that. Now we find here, and I want to keep on reading, the unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God, and he straitly charged them that they should not make him known. He did not want the testimony of the underworld. It seems strange, but he didn't.